we'd had a request of a song to do tonight, but my helper didn't come. And so we're going to have to hold that off till next Sunday morning. So I'm sorry about that. So we will hold that off until next Sunday morning, and we'll work it into the service. All right, if you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask you to please open up to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. I'd like to speak to you tonight on the subject of how to avoid backsliding. As we draw deeper and deeper into the time of the activity of Satan that we're seeing take place now, we are seeing more and more people who are leaving fundamental truths in order to become involved in all kinds of things. We're seeing more and more people that are walking directly against Scripture in order to please themselves more than they're concerned with pleasing and honoring God. And there are some steps that we can take that will help us to avoid falling into the apostate state that a lot of people are falling into. And so we want to be real cautious in our walk with Jesus Christ. We don't need to be fearful, but we want to be cautious that we honor God in everything that we do. And so Paul had that type of a thing that was going on in the Galatian church. And as he was dealing with this, he says in this fifth chapter, in verse 7, he says this: "You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" You see, what had taken place, the church at Galatia was a church that the Apostle Paul had established. It was one that he had planted. It was one that received the Word of God with gratitude. It was one that had grown and had really come to life spiritually, and then there were some outside influences, some outside teachers that came into the church there at Galatia. And they tried to bring people back in to the bondage of Judaism. And they began to teach strange doctrines and strange teachings and that type of thing, and really enslave the people in those types of things. And Paul was very, very disheartened by this. And because his heart was breaking, this letter of Galatians was written to the church there to try to bring them back to a center and back into focus the way that God wanted the church to be. And he comes out in this fifth chapter kind of reminding them that, you know what, when you were set free by Christ, you were made free in the Spirit. You were made free in your soul. And so you need to stand firm in that freedom and not back up, not back down, not back away. Don't try to back in. Don't try to do any of those things. But instead, press forward with truth and with the Spirit of God and with righteousness. And he comes out and he says, "Look, you knew these things. You did run well. Now, what's hindered you? What have you listened to that has made you go a different direction?" Folks, we're seeing that all over the place. And we're seeing churches and denominations and the whole ball of wax, we're seeing them lose that keen relationship with God in order to please themselves. We're seeing compromise that's going all different directions, where literally the Word of God is set aside because some of the Word of God doesn't feel good. We're seeing national ministries and international ministries that are no longer willing to use the word sin because it's offensive. And so, it's always about, it's always then about mistake or error. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Sin is not mistake. And it's not error. It is a direct decision to walk against the known law of God. That's what sin is. It's not mistake. It is willful disobedience. Whosoever knows to do right and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. So if you know to do the right thing and refuse to do it, it's sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And so if your practice cannot be enjoined on by the will of God, then it's sin. Walking against the known law of God is sin. And this is what Paul's trying to point out here. He's trying to let them know, look, you started well, but now, where in the world are you at? And so tonight, because Satan is constantly trying to defeat God's people, and Christians are limiting God's work in their lives through disobedience, I want us to look at how we can avoid becoming backsliders. And so I want to share with you four things tonight, and we'll kind of go from there. The very first thing, if you want to not be a backslider, is this: don't back up. Don't back up. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, the writer of Hebrews tells us to lay aside every weight and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Lay aside the weights, the things that would hold you down in your spiritual life, that would hold you down in your walk with Jesus Christ, that would hinder you from being all that God wants you to be. Lay those things aside. Set them aside. Many make a good start in living the Christian life, but pretty soon they begin to back up. And when they begin to back up, there are little things that take place in their lives. And they seem like insignificant things. Well, I didn't read my Bible today, but that's all right. I'll make up for it tomorrow. Or, I didn't pray today. God will understand. Or, Wednesday evening's really not that important. So I don't need that kind of spiritual boost in the middle of the week. And so that begins to go. It's those little things that lead us down a path of backsliding. So what do? We go back. We do the right things. We make those decisions that we're going to honor God and what He expects of us no matter what. We're going to make the discipline. We're going to make the not just attempts, we're going to make the resolution to honor God. Sometimes that becomes a point of sacrifice. Christians cannot stand still for long. They'll either go forward with God or they're going backwards. Folks, there is no standing still in our faith. If we're not moving forward, we're backing up. And backing up is an evidence of backsliding in our spiritual lives. Lay aside every weight, anything that hinders you from being what God wants you to be, and run with patience the race that is set before you. Secondly, don't back down. Don't back up. Don't back down. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 tells us to be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, for the Lord thy God is with thee. And so, Christians should learn early in their Christian life to take their stand for God. You know, when you're a true Christian, when you're a true believer, you're going to have people that stand against you. You really are. People of the world are going to stand against you. Believers should be praying for you, encouraging you. But non-believers are going to stand against you. And so you need to make the decision early in your walk, I'm going to stand up with God. And I'm not going to back down when it comes to the areas of faith and the areas of commitment in my life. Whether people agree with me or they don't agree with me, I'm going to honor the Lord. Whether people agree with me or don't agree with me, I'm going to follow His word. I'm going to do what He tells me. I'm going to do what's right because I know that that's what honors God, and God honors me when I do that. We need to be fully resolved and fully committed to walk with God and to do what's right, not to back down. Number three, don't back up, don't back down, and number three, don't back in. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul is writing, and by the way, if you want to read something that is eye-opening, read Romans chapter 1. But in chapter 1, verse 16, we read these words, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Some people are ashamed to make a public profession of their sins. They're ashamed of that. They're ashamed to make a public profession of their faith. Well, it's all a private thing. No, it's not. Our faith is not a private thing. If you don't believe that, study a little bit in your Bibles about a guy named John the Baptist and how he publicly called people to faith. He didn't do it privately. He did it publicly. Look at the life of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus. And what did he have to say? If you confess me quietly and privately, I'll confess you before my Father. Is that what he said? No. If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. You see, our faith needs to be a public expression Our testimony should be a public testimony, because our faith is not private. Our relationship with the Lord is an individual relationship, absolutely. But our witness isn't. Our witness, our testimony, our declaration of faith needs to be a public declaration. But some people are afraid to make public confession. And so they try to back into the kingdom of God. And it doesn't work that way. Some try to back into heaven by doing good works, and that's impossible. For it is not of works that any of us is saved, but it is through faith. And that faith is in Jesus Christ, not of ourselves, or else we'd be able to boast. We must come to God just as we are, sinful, hopeless, and helpless. Come to Him in that fashion, and He'll forgive us, and He will cleanse all who are truly repentant. And He will receive Christ in simple, trusting faith. Don't try to back in. Be public with your faith. And then number four, you're going to get out of here real early tonight. Number four, don't back out. Don't back up, don't back down, don't back in, don't back out. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 tells us, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be steadfast, be unmovable. Many Christians begin to backslide when they start to back out of their duties. It's a dangerous thing to do, to back out of your duties, those things that you know God has called you to do. Some, once they reach a certain point, back out of their church attendance, and they become sporadic. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. Some give up teaching their Sunday school class, or they stop calling on family and quit witnessing to family. They become silent about their faith, and they even quit paying the tithe. They quit. They just quit the things that they know that they're supposed to do. And they're backsliding. Don't back out. What God has called you to, follow through with it. He will honor you and He will bless you. If you've known better spiritual days, days when you more fervently love God and His work, then you should renew your faith. Paul said to return and do the first works over again. What are the first works? Repenting, believing, receiving. Commit yourself totally and completely to the plan of God, to the will of God, to the person of Jesus Christ. Quit looking at your self-centeredness and self-sacrifice instead. As you yield yourself more completely to Christ, He restores you, He renews you, He gives you great opportunities. Don't be ashamed of Christ, but be steadfast, be unmovable. Stick with the truth. What is truth? Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but through me. Return. Return back to the point of where your faith was vibrant and strong. Return back to that moment in your life when you knew that you compromised, and repent of that. And God will honor your life. Would you please stand with me? As is always the case, the altar's open. And if you sense a need in your life that you want to go and talk with the Father about, I want you to be able to feel free to do that while we're praying. Just step out of wherever you're at. Go and talk with the Lord. He'll receive you fully and completely. So don't back out. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your warnings. Lord, help our hearts to not be hardened by the things of this world. Help our hearts instead to be soft, warm, yielded to you. Father, the enemy is at work doing all that he can to disrupt and to disturb our spiritual lives. But Jesus, we know that you love us. We know that you have a better plan than the enemy has. And so, destroy our stubbornness and instead make us pliable in your hands. Now, Father, watch over us in this coming week. Help us to take advantage of the opportunities that you give us to be able to serve you. Let us be quick to share our faith. And don't let us back down. But instead, help us to be strong and filled with your glory. Now, Lord, watch over us as we go to our homes. And Father, we'll give you thanks and praise. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen.